Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up, step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Crystal Minkoff, who details her feud with Sutton Strack, what it was like being the newbie, and what she thinks of Erica Jane's legal drama. So we are almost done with this season of the show, and wow, it has been a doozy. any regrets from your first season as a housewife?
Oh my God, I don't think you had enough time. Watching it back, so many regrets. But, you know, I really try to take them all as a learning lesson. Mm-hmm. Not just for like, not just the show, but just in life, you know, you get to see yourself, which most people don't get that experience. So yeah, I think there's a lot of regrets.
Yeah. One that like really pops into your mind.
Yeah. I just wish I had, this Sutton, you know, it could have been handled differently. Mm-hmm. And, we could have gotten to a much better place quickly, mm-hmm. more quickly. So, I just wish that I was more open to that. And yeah. And she knows that too.
Yeah. Well, we see in this week's episode that you two really, you know, kind of put it to bed. You hug and it seems like everything is good. Are you guys in a good place now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Do you still have the leather pants?
Of course. I've actually bought more pairs because I'm like, they're getting sold out. So anytime I can find them, I do.
Do you and like Sutton like totally laugh about it now?
Totally. Yeah. She's like, I don't even know where that came from. I'm like, I agree. Cause they're amazing pants.
They are. I would love a pair of great leather pants like that. I love what you said. I was watching an interview with you that you did before the season aired and that you said that you kind of studied the show coming into this season. I mean, what were you looking for? And was there ever anybody that you were super intimidated by before cameras started rolling?
Yeah. So I've always been like a student. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to approach this like a student. I'm going to take notes, outline. I mean, really, I did it that way. And then I walked on, I was like, this is not anything like I thought it would be. Everyone was a little more different than I thought. I thought, and I've said this before, so I don't think she'll be mad. I thought Dorit would be more like aloof. But she was actually super warm. And like the first moment I walked in, very welcoming. I thought Kyle was more out there than I thought. She seems like on the show, she's like more, and she's super grounded. Like she's an amazing mom, but like, she just like breaks out into dance, like out of nowhere. So that's what I mean. Like, she's just like always wants to have fun. And I really appreciate that because it really helped pull it out. So yeah, everyone had sort of a little bit different.
I love that. What were like some of the notes that you wrote down? Like, don't mess with this person.
I would literally write down like, how they handled conflict.
Interesting.
You know? But I think the thing that I didn't do, I should have done is really look at myself, how I deal with conflict. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of my new life motto is how do I handle and how do I want to handle conflict better?
I love that. I mean, it seems like they welcomed you with open arms this season. I mean, why do you think that you were so welcomed more than maybe other newcomers?
They actually told me, very early. They said, you know, some of the girls said, you know, when someone new comes on, they don't know who they are. They don't know sort of what their approach is going to be. And they're like, we knew immediately you weren't coming out to like get us.
Yeah.
And they said, we really appreciate that. We could tell you're just like a normal person. And so it really helped sort of develop, you know, friendships, and it was really nice. Everyone was quite helpful and kind to me.
Yeah. I mean, who would you say now that like season's over, that who are you closest with, and that which friendship kind of surprised you the most?
I've always been friends with Kathy.
Yeah.
So long. We couldn't be closer. Like this experience, because I think both of us did it together, brand new, and we're in the same group of friends, you know, outside this group. So we were a little bit nervous, excited together. And this experience has just made us so much closer. Surprising. Gosh, I feel that way about everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that I would have more conflict at the end. I don't know why, like not conflict, but just the nature of the show. I thought maybe at the end I would be friends with everyone, but ultimately that's not the case. And that's really nice.
Yeah. Does Kathy throw the best parties in Beverly Hills?
I don't dare compete. And I'm a party thrower, but sometimes I like literally don't want to invite Kathy to a party because I'm like, she's literally going to tell me that it's not good.
Right. She's honest.
Yeah, she's very honest. So she's like, oh, it's like, sometimes I serve, like I really like pick out wines that she likes. She and Rob love the same bottle. But I try something new and she's like, this is not okay to serve. I'm like, okay. All right.
I love it.
You know, she's the queen, so I'm going to listen to what she says.
Totally. Yes. Did Dorit ever respond when she watched back the show and when you said that you hadn't heard of her?
Yeah. I mean, no, we talked about it that day and
right.
I said, you know, that's not what I meant when it aired, you know, whatever. And she's like, I know, honey. She's like, cause by that time we'd already gone through the whole show.
Right.
And she literally said, I know you, I know your family and I love you. Like, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
And I said, this is why but the comfort of talking to someone right after it happens, is that shows you where we are.
Definitely. Nice. Yeah. Well, I know that we have a 4-part reunion coming up and I know that you can't tell me everything that happens, obviously, but how would you describe what this reunion is going to be like for fans?
It's a roller coaster of emotions. I think people will be happy with it. In happy meaning they'll get to hear the answers I think many have questions about. And will they be happy about the actual answers? I don't know. But I think that people will be really engaged with it.
Yeah.
It's an engaging reunion.
Definitely. Were you shocked that Erica and Sutton, because I saw this week's episode, were you shocked that Erica and Sutton, or Erica sort of apologized to Sutton?
Yeah, we were like, when they were walking down to the boat, we were all whispering like, what's going on? Because it felt like out of nowhere. But at the same night, the night before, we also had a really good night. We were all like, everyone's having fun. So it was on its way, but it was sort of a leap, which I think we were all happy about. And it was actually my birthday. And so it was really nice. Cause I am like, it's a kind of a Chinese, we're all about superstitions. And it's like, I just wanted positivity on my birthday, not for me, but it's like for who you're with and surrounded by. And so it was like such a nice, you know, it was nice.
Yeah. I mean, Erica does kind of say in the confessional that it was maybe more of a superficial apology rather than to kind of keep the peace. Did it feel like that to you at the moment?
I think, you know, that's sort of, that's the approach when I talked about, you know, like they can be cordial. That's how Sutton and I got to a good place.
Right.
You just have to sort of put a Band-Aid on it. And it's not about being fake. It's like, it's stopping the bleeding essentially. And then you can start to develop something positively, but you can't expect to go from 0 to 60. It's unrealistic. So I was happy that even if it was kind of fake in the moment, it to me, what's not fake is the ultimate intention of what that means.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. Well, I mean, what's it been like watching back, seeing Erica kind of go through all this? I know you in a podcast, you said that you felt like Erica was kind of in survival mode. Do you still feel like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but who wouldn't be?
Right.
Regardless of how people feel about her or the situation. It's life altering, no matter what. So I'm getting to know everybody. I'm sort of watching it. I almost felt like a viewer at the time, you know, people were experiencing what I'm experiencing and they want you to just go in and say stuff and whatever, where I'm just sort of, I sit back like, and I'm trying to get to know people, trying to sort of resolve my feelings about things, mm-hmm. you know, and make my own personal decisions. I don't like people to clutter my opinion because mm-hmm. I can do that easily. That's, you know, so my perspective about it was just to sit back and listen. But yeah, I mean, it's hard no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, what was it like kind of sitting back and listening to all of this and kind of, you know, forming your own opinions about what was going on and, you know, if she's telling the truth, if she's not telling the truth. I mean, what was that experience like? Because it has to be weird because you didn't really know her that well going into this. And now you're kind of like, oh my God, this is a very heavy situation.
Yeah, it was wild. Mm-hmm. So my dad had passed away from Alzheimer's a few years ago, mm-hmm. which really cast a very dark shadow over our family for many, 9 years. Mm-hmm. And so Eric and I mostly spoke about that, mm-hmm. you know, that's what her husband was going through. And so I just kept leaning in with that empathy, like, mm-hmm. and I kept thinking, what if this happened to my dad? My dad was a surgeon. Like, what if he made a mistake? Insert, and it's not his fault. And people, you know, I just kept thinking that,
yeah.
and that's where my empathy was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else was sort of like, just so much chatter and, you know, and so that's really where I was coming from.
Yeah. Have you and Erica remained friends when the camera stopped rolling?
I talked to some of the girls, but mm-hmm. like, you know, when you spend that much time with people, it's a lot of time. So I sort of like, okay, that was the time. And then I still text with everyone. Some more than others, but yeah.
Definitely. I mean, how would you have reacted when Erica kind of threatened Sutton at the dinner table? I talked to Sutton recently and she said that, you know, she thought maybe that she would quit the show because she didn't feel like she was in like a safe space at that time. Did she express that to you? And would you have maybe acted the same way?
So I understood both sides. You know, there was the moment that I felt like I get why Erica felt that way, because for me, if someone called me a liar, that's super damaging to my, you know, my integrity, my family's integrity. I'm not a liar. So that would be really challenging for me.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, watching her yell at her, was really, I get that. Like I might've left myself mm-hmm. had that happened to me. This is like real stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't like silly fighting. I mean, this was really intense and the legalities of things. I mean, there was a lot going on. So maybe that's probably why it was more quiet. It's like to insert myself on such a heavy topic
mm-hmm.
felt unsafe for me as well.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting in this episode, Sutton says that she feels like almost the girls are trying to prove that they are good friends to Erica. Did you feel like that as well at times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I did. And I don't, I understand that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I did actually a podcast. Someone asked me something about like, I said, like, if my best friend, I have a best friend who is like my sister,
mm-hmm.
a story came out, I would not believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. And I would want my best friends if something was false about me. So do I know if it's false? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's where people have been paying millions of dollars to figure this out, you know, mm-hmm. in the legal world. So like, we're, you know, but I'm watching the dynamics of their friendships. People have known her longer. So I'm just sort of sitting back listening, but that's certainly, yeah. I mean, but why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's normal.
If you were going through something like this, would you be doing that? Would you go on the show and do it? Would you be, you know, talking about that?
I would, no.
Yeah.
No, I would not. I was like, I didn't know. I mean, I remember thinking like, what are they going to go? I'm like, what if they don't like my coconut water? I was like, they're going to be, you know, no, I would never.
Yeah.
Never.
But I know. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you.
I've never even been like in a lawsuit. So I don't, you know, it's so foreign to me.
Right. Yeah. I believe Andy said that you guys are starting to film again at the end of next month. How do you feel about going into season two, your season two?
Well, I haven't confirmed anything. So I'm just sort of every day, I'm just living my life in this past season still. Mm-hmm. Like reunion hasn't come out yet.
Right.
So I'm not quite there yet. I have a personality that lives very ahead. And in this, being on this show, you just can't do that.
Yeah.
Like it's really about today. And I don't want to think about that because it's too painful.
No, totally. Has this show changed your relationship with your husband at all?
No.
No.
Yeah. And that's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Like I'd be lying to them, like, oh, it's made us closer. Like we're, today's actually our anniversary. It's
happy anniversary. Day.
Thank you. And, we're just solid. And you know, that's what that was my biggest fear. That would have been, if I felt at all like it was making a dent in it, I'd be done. I'd be out of here. So it's interesting. You do it and you go home and you have your life. Like Rob's outside playing baseball with the kids. Like it's back. It's our life is very normal that way. And I think, when you are solid, it doesn't affect you. And him being in the business, he has a different perspective on it. A more balanced one, which helps me. Sometimes I'm not.
Yeah, totally. I know that we're running out of time, so I'll try to get through like these co-star secrets really quickly. So like I said, I'll just fire out a name and you just tell me like kind of like the first thing that comes to your mind. Lisa Rinna.
Misunderstood.
Why do you say that?
I think people think of her as like this villain. And I don't see her that at all. Mm-hmm. But she's been very good to me.
Yeah. Kyle.
The ultimate sorority sister.
Just always up for a good time.
Always, always. Even when things are really awkward, she's like, let's put on some dance music and start running around dancing naked. So yeah.
Love it. Kathy.
Kathy is my dream come true friend. And the show makes her like, just, you see all the wacky real side of her, but she's so much more than that. And I hope that people get to see more because it's even better.
Dorit.
Dorit is way deeper than I think people think that she is. Mm-hmm. And she's a great mom and great wife.
Garcelle.
One of the most hardworking women I know. Mm-hmm. And for that, I have the utmost respect.
Erica.
Erica, I pray and hope that, I hope it's all not true.
How would you feel if you found out that it was?
Intensely disappointed. And in fact, I'd be probably horrified.
And then finally, Sutton.
I look forward to our friendship.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much. I really appreciate getting the time to speak with you today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good one. That's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.